In a couple of years, they have built a home, sweet home.
Who's the guy you got that from? I mean,
a fella called Jimmy Obladi Oblada.
Paul Smith, went to jail Scott, this I mean. Day and met this guy.
What? His cellmate.
Yeah, I was playing in a cellar in Harlem.
Next
and I was a bit hard up for money, and I met this guy. He said, you know, you want some food? Bought me some egg and chip. So I said, thanks, man. He said, oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da, life goes on, bro. I said, I remember that. And one day, I'll immortalize it.
Oh, bloody, oh, bloody, life goes on. pay it all, pay it all, pay it all back.
¿Qué quieres en la vida? Simple.
You are my family, but I'm not of your world. I am too beautiful to be set free. You are my family, but I'm not of your world. I am too beautiful to be set free. Listen to the voices out of nowhere. If you show fear, they will attack. If you show love, shared madness, and they come right to you. I know how it looks both ways. No sense makes sense. And there is helter-skelter. And there is tomorrow. For if not tomorrow, man fought an endangered species. Let us pray. Let us pray.
Stuck in this dive. Everybody's sorry for something. north is from. Are you going to give it to me?
Maybe. I don't know where it is.
Well, maybe. You could find it. $3,000.
It'll get me back. Not a dollar.
I can get you another two in different states. It's important, Mary. Trust me. You know the piece I mean? You know where it is?
Come back tomorrow. Because I said so. That's why.
Thank you. tell me the answer.
One more thing about drugs, and I'm going to quit the drug topic, and we're that much closer to the dick jokes. Okay. And you don't hear this enough either, and I got to say it. Drugs have done good things for us. Yeah. And if you don't believe they have, I want you to do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, your tapes, and your CDs, and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made that great music that has enhanced your lives throughout the years. Real fucking high on drugs. Yeah. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. But yeah, we all live in a yellow... You know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Pull him down. Wow, look at him scoot. Grab him, John. He's got a song he wants to sing us. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone. Come down, we can party again. They were real high. They wrote great music. Drugs had a positive effect. End of story. No, let's don't end the story. Let's extend the theory one more step. I feel the more proof, the better acceptance I might get for my little theory. These musicians today that don't do drugs and in fact speak out against them, we're rock against drugs. Boy, they suck. End of story. The end of story.
What's up, B?
Watching Team Evan Butt.
True. True.
What's up?
Yo, what's
up? Look
at the phone. Hello?
What's up?
Yo, where's Duke?
Yo, Duke.
Yo.
What's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
What's up?
True. True.
We'll be right back.
horrible band up there, doesn't it? It's coming out like bits of crisps in a shopping, eh? The new dandruff cure is available at your local chemist. Look, just flip away and off it goes. Don't want to show you how to behave like a popper. I'm going round the hotels all the time. And being in a different town every night, it ain't half a drag. So we go in there for morning
day, welcome to school. I'm Principal Bob McKenzie. This is my Vice Principal Doug. Okay, so good day, welcome to school. And today we're not going to have the National Anthem or the Lord's Prayer. Instead, we're going to have our theme. Stand. Okay, be seated. Go outside. Okay, there'll be smokes handed out outside. This isn't a fire drill. No lining up, just run out. Okay, okay, light up. Oh, they're outside, they can't hear us, eh?
How's it going, eh?
Why? What'd they do? You can't...
Okay, everyone ready?
Will you sing?
With me
can't
standing
do
in
you. Have reason. Hey. Okay, this... What? Really?
We have a long
except
day
one
ahead
thing,
of us.
When you go in the lunchroom, what you smell
our recess. Everyone get up and go out. Good.
Okay.
Good day.
Have a good school day. I want everybody to stand up again. Stand up again for the end. Beauty. Everyone say.
No, everyone. Beauty. Okay, everyone go out except the people in the third seat of every row. You all have a detention.
Everyone say.
I have you knocked to the wall in my office. So come to the vice principal's office and we'll have a beer and talk. You've been bad.
Everyone say. Beauty.
I don't. My vice principal never had any reason. I don't need any.
Beauty.
Okay, so like that's the announcement.
Say. Beauty.
Good day.
Beauty.
End of announcement.
Everyone say, beauty.
Oh, yeah, all right. And sing in unison.
Beauty. Everyone say, beauty. Beauty. Everyone say, beauty.
Yeah. Yeah! May May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
May we have his name, please?
What is his name?
We're doubling the power of computation. It's actually every 12 months because there are twice as many transistors. And anyway, it's up to 2 years, but they run twice as fast. It's doubling the capacity and the speed, which is a quadrupling in power. But what's not fully realized is that Moore's Law was not the first, but the fifth patent we had put into world computers. We had electromagnetic calculators, relay-based computers, vacuum tubes, transistors. Every time one paradigm ran out of steam, another paradigm came to take over. So for a while they were shrinking vacuum tubes, and finally we could make them into small vacuum tubes. Well, the whole Deckard method, that's as many vacuum tubes as transistors. Transistors is not just small vacuum tubes, it's a whole different approach. There's been a lot of discussion about we're going to run out of steam with Moore's Law in about 12 years, because that's not the transistors are only good for us. We won't be able to shrink them anymore. And that's true, but that particular paradigm, which is Moore's Law, will run out of steam. We'll then go to the sixth paradigm, which is computing in three dimensions. We live in a three-dimensional world, and brains organized in three dimensions. We might as well compute in three dimensions.
Chips, even though they're very
dense, are flat. We're going to go into the third dimension, where the brain gets as well. The brain is using a very inefficient information processing method.
The vocal apparatus of primates only allows them to emit cries. Coco has just begun to use a computer that does the talking for her. Every 10 minutes, for several hours a day, the new machine invites her to its keyboard.
Coco, you, 1, 2, talk now.
Okay, I'll find some. I'll get one. Okay. Okay, I'm getting it. There it is. You wanna listen? Can you listen some more?
Apple.
Why don't we say more in English?
Apple.
Oh, more apple, okay. But more Coco is here. We're going to learn the word for more. Coco. More. More.
More apple.
Right.
Apple.
No, that's not. what you want, Ken. Oh, you want to say that we're finished. Yes. This, you know how to say we're finished? In English? You know. Say finished. Where's the word for finished? You say finished, and I'll turn it off. Off, okay. Do you remember?
Yes.
No, that's not it. Finished is here.
Life.
Okay, now I'm going to tell it to say goodbye.
You, one, two, stop now.
Yes.
Stopping.
Okay, it said it's going to stop. Now what do you want to do?
She'll come up and she'll put her arm around me and she'll comfort me and kiss me and be very, very gentle and quiet. And if I'm mad, she gets mad.
Coco, what happened? You broke the box. Look. Look. You be careful. Look at that. Broken. Oh, now you're making a mess. Making a mess. Coco, pick up things. What are you doing? Coco, quiet. Shh. Listen to me. You're not good now. Why didn't you make a mess? You clean. Here, put them in the box. Oh, great. Now you're breaking the box. Put them in the box. In the box. Come on, you've broken the box too. Everything's a mess. Coco, would you please help clean? Okay. You want the spank? You get over there. You help clean. not you in the box. Papers in the box. Here. Come on, Coco. Papers in.
The words Coco uses every day are checked off. Whenever Coco makes up sentences, these two are taken down and analyzed by a computer.
Okay, Coco. Now, here's a toy, a couple of toys. You know what I want you to do? Comb the mouse. Like a mouse, yes. Good Coco. You're combing the mouse. He likes that. You're going to comb yourself? Yes, and the mouse. And Penny? Do you want to comb Penny?